I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey Series. Within the family of bellow-driven instruments floating about the world, it is the accordion that most folks are familiar with when it appears in folk music genres found in Europe, North and South America, and countries like Mexico, Colombia, and even Brazil. Sometimes you'll find the accordion in the hands of buskers, those street musicians performing their brand of popular music. However, another similar instrument is growing in popularity, particularly among artists with an appetite for tango. It's called the bandoneon. For clarity, it's worth noting that not all bellow-driven instruments are loose variations of the accordion. They are different, particularly the bandoneon, type of concertina, highly favored in countries like Argentina and Uruguay. What makes the bandoneon uniquely different from the accordion besides being a regular feature within tango ensembles? For one, it's negotiated between the hands by pushing, pulling, and twisting the actions of the instrument, in which air is forced through the bellows en route to the reeds by pressing the buttons on the instrument. It is said that the bandoneon was given its name by German instrument dealer Heinrich Bonn, who had 15 siblings, and who planned to have his mid-1800s creation serve in sacred and popular music. His goal was to contrast its forerunner, the concertina, popular in German folk music. As the story goes, around 1870, German and Italian immigrants and maritime sailors casually introduced the bandoneon to Argentina, where in time it was adopted and employed in a form of the tango music genre. Fast forward to 1910, the bandoneon was being mass-produced in Germany, specifically for and shipped to consumers in Uruguay and Argentina, a country that in 1930 welcomed a shipment of 25,000. Bandoneon is no longer produced at such a high volume today. However, one can gaze upon some of the original models housed in various German museums in Lichtenberg, Freiburg, Madison, Wisconsin's sister city, or you can hear it featured in concerts and clubs around the globe, where country, Americana, zydeco, polka, and its forever home, tango, thrive. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.